With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is unhappy with President Trump's decision to deploy National Guard troops to Chicago, but the president has called the deployments in these cities necessary and attacked Democrats on crime and immigration.
The move follows similar deployments in Baltimore, Memphis, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C. President Donald Trump has long threatened to send troops into Chicago, and Pritzker calls Trump's move a manufactured performance.
Correspondent Donna Warder. In Oregon, meanwhile, a federal judge has halted the president's plan to mobilize 300 troops in Portland. The judge ruled that the city's protests did not justify the use of federalized forces, and allowing the deployment could harm Oregon's state sovereignty. U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff is traveling to Egypt for indirect talks on a plan to end the war between Israel and Hamas. The terror group has agreed to release all hostages, and tomorrow's talks are meant to prepare the way for their release. Tuesday is October 7th, marking the second anniversary of the Hamas attack against Israel that sparked the war. A former NFL player is in trouble with the law.
Authorities in Indianapolis have arrested former NFL quarterback and current Fox Sports analyst Mark Sanchez. Sanchez's arrest comes after someone apparently stabbed him during an overnight altercation. Authorities have charged Sanchez with battery with injury and unlawful entry of a motor vehicle. Police have also charged Sanchez with public intoxication. All of these charges are misdemeanors.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. Severe rainfall in Nepal has triggered landslides, lightning strikes, and flooding, killing at least 44 people this weekend. The government has deployed helicopters for medical evacuations. This is SRN News. Federal health officials have approved another generic version of the abortion pill.
That's prompting outrage from pro-life groups. Students for Life Action, in a statement Thursday, called the approval of mifepristone a stain on the Trump presidency and another sign that the deep state at the FDA must go. The FDA first approved the drug as safe and effective in 2000. The new version of the pill is from drug maker Evita Solutions. It's not the first generic version, which the FDA previously approved in 2019. Keith Peters, Washington.
Three anti-Semitic incidents targeted Shabbat organizations in Florida and California. That's according to World Israel News. While authorities emphasize the isolated nature of each case, the succession of the events in a single day at places of worship and Jewish centers of life has caused great concern as anti-Semitism incidents are on the rise. This is SRN News. A nonprofit organization is aiding the homeless right there on the streets of Miami.
Dr. Inaki Bent and the team at Miami Street Medicine treat the homeless.
We do a focus history and physical exam, and then we address those needs.
They use tablet computers to track vitals for patients like Manuel Rodriguez and offer follow-up visits for chronic conditions.
Hey. Willing to take us to the hospital.
This work prevents treatable conditions from becoming emergencies.
Doing this service here helps free up the logjam that we see in many of our emergency rooms.
One challenge is the transient nature of homeless people, which makes it difficult to provide continual care. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump heads to Norfolk, Virginia this afternoon to celebrate the Navy's 250th anniversary. He's not letting the government shutdown get in the way. He posted this message online. The show must go on. More details at srnnews.com.